Okay, we're going to continue on our journey through the Siddur. Let's begin with Birchas HaShachar. Now, we're not going to discuss tonight any of the particular Birchas HaShachar. This is just going to be an introduction to what the purpose of Birchas HaShachar are, what their role is, and what we're supposed to get out of them. When I speak about Birchas HaShachar, what I'm referring to are the brachos beginning from Hanosein Sech Vina Lehavchem Yom Ve'Laila, and the subsequent 14 brachos that follow there as well, until Hanosein Lehavkoach, and perhaps Hamaver Shena Me'nai Usnuma Me'afa Pai. We'll discuss that when we get there, and who knows how long. But today is just an introduction to what Birchas HaShachar are supposed to be, and what their role is in the Siddur. Let's begin. Birchas HaShachar are mentioned in the Gemara and Brachos, and Daf Samech Amud Beis, says the Gemara. Kishama kol tarnagol, when you hear the voice, the sound of a chicken, leim, you should say, Baruch Asher Nasan L'sech V'vina L'havchen Yom Ve'Laila. Ki pasach einu, when you open your eyes, you should say, Pokeach Ivrim. Ki saritz v'yasiv, when you get up in the morning, you should say, Matir Asurim. Ki lavish, when you get dressed, you should say, Malbish Arumim. Ki zakef, when you straighten your body, you should say, Zokef Kefufrim. Ki nachas la'ara, when you put your feet on the ground, you should say Rokar Salamayim. Kimazge Hameichim Tzadi Gaver. Messiah Messanya, you should say Shosli Kol Tzarechim. When you finish getting dressed, you should say Hashem gave me, put on your shoes, you should say Hashem gave me whatever I need. Asr Maine Ozer Yisrael Begvura. When you put on the belt, you should say Ozer Yisrael Begvura. Kiparas Sudra Al Reishi, when you cover your head, Ote Yisrael Besifara. So all these different steps, the Gemara says, get brachos. I know that none of the negative brachos are on this list. We'll get to them when we get up to them. None of the Shalos Ani Gai, Shalos Isha, Shalos Ani Aved, that's not on this list. We'll discuss those later time. And this is the whole sugya. There's really not so much discussion. The Gemara says when you do these things, so you should make the particular bracha. Now, the order of brachos in what we actually do in the Siddur are different depending on your minag. And the order is not necessarily ma'akev. It doesn't really make a difference which order you say them in, except for a few brachos, where they're, if they're set out of order, you can't say certain other brachos, but we'll discuss those when we get there. There's also different minhagim regarding the nusach of the bracha itself, how you enunciate and pronounce those certain brachos. For example, some say asher nasan l'sechvi, and others say hanosin l'sechvi. Some say asher heichin mitzadei gaver, and others say hameichin mitzadei gaver. And these differences are brought out down the Rishonim, but again, not for right now. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila in Perek Zayin says there are 18 Birchos HaShachar, and the Mefarshim try to explain which brachos are included in these 18. The Shar HaKolel, which is a commentary on the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says that the 18 Birchos HaShachar corresponds to the 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei, and the brach of Hanosein Lehavkoach was added later, and it corresponds to the 19th bracha of Avolam Al Shinim. But we'll discuss that again when we get up to that bracha. But these are the significance of these 18 or 19 brachos. Now, there's a machlokas Rishonim whether these brachos are only recited if those actions take place, or whether these brachos must be recited regardless of what the person does in the morning. Let's say I don't eat a chicken in the morning when I wake up, so I shouldn't say the bracha of Anosin L'sech B'vina L'hachim Yom Elayla. Let's say I don't wear shoes today. I'm just wearing socks around the house, so I shouldn't say the bracha of She'asali Kol Tzarki. So the tour in Simen Mem Vav cites Rav Amram Gon and Rav Natronai Gon, who felt that we no longer recite these brachos after each event occurs, or does not occur. Rather, we simply recite the entire Seder in Shul. And the Beis Yosef cites the Kolbo. The Kolbo says, V'chein hinhigu Rav Natronai, Rav Amram, both of these Gaonim had the custom l'sader as kulam, afilu lo asa ha-mais shlo atzmo bivad. Even if you don't do any of those things in Birchas HaShachar, you still recite the bracha. Ela al kol ha-olam mevarech as Hashem sh'asa kol ha-tobos v'chasadim ha-elu tamil l'kol. Why are we reciting these brachos then? We're reciting for the reality that the world has clothing, that people in the world have shoes, that people in the world can get out of bed. We're reciting for the world at large, not for your particular situation. This is also an understanding of the Ramban in Psachim and the Ran. The Ramban writes, Shesidir brachos halalu shemavarchem b'shachos v'veis haknesses, hashevach hein al minhago shel olam. These brachos are simply going to what the minhag the normal custom of the world is. V'afilu lo shama sechvi. Any of you who eat a chicken doesn't wake you up in the morning. Mevarach alav v'chein b'kulam min hagam shal Yisrael tori. And this is the custom of the Jewish people. However, the Rambam strongly disagrees. And the Rambam says that he feels that if a person doesn't experience those items mentioned in Birchas HaShachar, then the bracha should not and may not be recited. The Shulchan Aruch is concerned for the Rambam, and therefore he writes that if you don't experience the topic of that bracha, then you should recite the bracha without shame u'malchus, without Hashem's name. The Rama, who we follow, says that the Rishonim who say that all the brachas HaShachar should be said every day, regardless of the circumstances, is the correct approach. And that's what we do. We recite all of the Birchas HaShachar, regardless of our circumstances. Now, the Rush and the Tur compromise. And they say that if the bracha has to do with the world, with what the world does on its own, then the bracha should be recited regardless of what you're doing. However, if the bracha is based on your personal conduct, like Malbish Arumim, Shasani Kaltzarki, you don't recite the bracha unless you get Hana. And perhaps that might be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, but we'll discuss that another time. And for now, we always recite these Birchas HaShachar, whether or not it relates to you personally. Now, what are these Birchas HaShachar? Just to review, we know there's three types of brachos: Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNen, and Birchas HaShavach. That was noted by the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph. What's the status of Birchas HaShachar? Are these Birchas HaNenin on the pleasure that we are getting from having these things, or is it Birchas HaShevach that we're praising Hashem? So the above discussion would impact it. If the brachos can only be said by the person experiencing the topic of the bracha, then it's a Birchas HaNenin. However, if they can be said by anyone, and they simply reflect Minhago Shel Olam, what the world does, then they are Birchas HaShevach, they are brachos of praising Hashem. Now, according to many poskim, the Birchas HaNenin can only be said by a person experiencing the Hana, and another person cannot be motzi them, right? We generally, except when it comes to eating that has to do with mitzvos, we don't make a bracha on a fruit for somebody else, right? You're having an apple, your friend's having an apple, so you make a ha'etz, and you cover their ha'etz. We generally don't do that, because the person who's experiencing the Hana needs to make the bracha themselves. However, the Shiari Knesset HaGadola says that these Birchas HaShachar are Birchas HaNenin, but when we do allow someone else to say them on your behalf, it's only for Amei Haaretz, or people who are not familiar with how to make brachos, who don't know how to make the bracha. However, the Pri Chadosh rejects this, and therefore it remains unclear how to categorize Birchas HaShachar, either Birchas HaNenin or Birchas HaShevach. Okay. Why? Why? Why do we say these Birchas HaShachar? What's the purpose of them? Why do we need to recite all these brachas? So the answer is in the Tur. The Tur writes in Siman Mem Vav, Rav Yaakov ben Arash, he says the entire takana of Birchas HaShachar is meant to help fulfill the takana of reciting 100 brachas a day. Last week's parsha, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Imcha, what is Hashem wrong with you? Ma Meya, in order to have Yiras Shemayim, you have to recite 100 brachas. And he listened to the words of the Tur. Aval Vadai Chova Hu Al Kol Yachid V'Yachid, it is a chova on every individual, levarach osan, to make these brachos. You must recite brachos HaShachar. D'tanya, Hay Rabbi Meir Omer, Meya brachos chayv adam levarach b'chol yom. A person needs to recite 100 brachos every single day. V'samchu al derash ha'psukim, and he relies on psukim. V'heishiv rav natronai, reish mesifta demasa machsa. And Rav Nutrunai answered and explained that David HaMelech al v'shalom tikin meya brachos, David HaMelech establish the recitation of 100 brachos. Ve'al kein tignu chacham zal elu habrachos seder olam v'nargas ol hashem kuf brachos v'chayom. The whole reason we have Birchas HaShachar in the morning is that we can get to our daily fulfillment, our daily regiment of 100 brachos. That's it. That's the whole purpose of Birchas HaShachar. Just to throw an extra 18 brachos. Now, the Sefer HaPardes cites Rav Yaakov HaChassid in the name who's in the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. The Tshuvas Min HaShemayim are these fascinating tshuvas that were asked by one of the Bali Atosos who had who went up to Shemayim in his dreams and asked them shailas, and he got answers to them. They're called Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. There's whole discussions about can we rely on such a thing, Lo BaShemayim Hi. But he says the same thing as well. The whole purpose of Birchas HaShachar is to make sure we have 100 brachos. The Acharonim note that this also seems to be understanding of the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin Perek Zayin, who after listing the 18 brachos HaShachar, then does a person has to make 100 brachos every single day. And that's the understanding of the Rishonim. That's the whole reason for brachos HaShachar. Now there's a lot of halachos related to brachos HaShachar, but this is not a halacha shir. So I gave the Mari Makom there the link to a shir that we have on the halachos related to 100 brachos. Ayin Sham, look over there to go through some of the halachos. Now, you may notice it's a big discussion whether women have to recite 100 brachos every single day, because generally women don't recite Marev. And if you don't recite Marev, you are down a significant amount of brachos. You're out like 25 brachos. So it's a big question whether women have to recite 100 brachos, and that would then impact whether women have to recite Berachos HaShachar. But women recite Berachos HaShachar, don't worry about that. Let's move on. Now, let's talk a bit about the hashkafa behind why we recite 100 brachos, if the whole reason for Berachos HaShachar is to get us to 100. The Kuzari, right? We are familiar with the Kuzari. Rav Yehuda Halevi, who lived in Spain, saw that many of the Jews of Spain were struggling in their understanding, their dealing with their Muslim brethren who were well-versed in Aristotelian and Greek philosophy. The Muslims were the first people really to translate the Greek philosophers into their language, and then only did Christian Europe get on board afterwards. But many of the Jews in Muslim Spain were struggling with how to cope and to deal in debating and speaking with their neighbors about these issues of the role of the Jews in the world, and the Jews seem to be downtrodden on the lowest level, and what's with us, and how do we make sense of the world around us. So Rav Yehuda Halevi wrote the Kuzari, and he put it in this fabulous form of the story of the king of the Khazars and this Chacham having a debate and a discussion, and he uses that as a tool in order to touch on upon all pieces of Jewish wisdom and hashkafa and important ideas. So in the third mimer, in the 11th piece, in the third mimer, he writes about brachos and tefillah. And he says, the more brachos a person makes, gets them closer to Hashem. He says, kol hana'a chushes shehachasid nehneh, every physical pleasure a person experiences, zocher hu levarech es eloka alah, he should remember to bless his God. V'nimsa lanu, b'kabbalah, we have a tradition, ki ashiur hakatan b'yoser shebo, Adam Yisrael Yotze de Chavaso, the smallest amount a person can be Yotze to give praise to Hashem, b'tishbachos la'aloka, hu mea brachos, b'chol yom lo pachos mizeh. The whole purpose of mea brachos, he says, of 100 brachos, is to think about Hashem, to connect to Hashem, to relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day. At least 100 times. Kol hamar b'reizim meshuvach. You want to say more than 100 brachos, by all means, go ahead. But at least 100 brachos to make sure that we are relating to Hashem and think about Hashem throughout the day. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Rebbe of Chabad, writes in Siman Mem Vav, and he says, V'samach l'davar min haTorah, v'atah Yisrael ma'Hashem elokecha shol mi'imach, what does Hashem want of you? Kim li'yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem, al tzekrima elameya, not what, but rather 100 times Hashem wants you to have yiras shemayim, v'hin mea brachos shein li'yiras Hashem, the 100 brachos are meant to bring us to yiras shemayim, avas Hashem, v'lezachru tamid al yedei habrachos, shemavarach tamid erev boker v'tzaraim, and to have God consciousness, to think about Hashem all day long. That is the purpose of 100 brachos. The Maharal writes in the Nesivah Solomon and the Nesivah Avoda, Pshat hakasu she'adam mechuyav lahakeres Hashem Yisparach shu'i laso. You gotta think about Hashem all day. Tichsev atab ma'Hashem lekech shol mimach kim liras Hashem Yisparach v'yeda adam ki Hashem Yisparach b'shamayim v'adam al aretz. Hashem's in the heaven, we're on the ground. V'lefich hakeish adam levarach Hashem Yisparach mea brachos v'bezei yaker ilaso shu Yisparach b'shamayim. By thinking about Hashem and making brachos 100 times during the day, it will raise our God's consciousness and realize that Hashem is above us and running the world. And that's what brachos HaShachar are about. Now, in fact, David HaMelech makes this point in Tehillim. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Lo ameisim yahal luka, v'lo yorde duma, v'anachnu nevarachya, v'yatav yad olam, hal luka. Now we see that the opposite of meisim is v'anachnu nevarachka. We discussed this earlier in the Shirim, and there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vezos HaBracha. And the Medrash says, Rasha b'chayev chashev k'meis, an evil person is considered dead in their life. They see the sun shining and they don't say Yotzer Or. Shoka Sveinu Mavarach Maravarim. They see the sun setting and they don't say Maravaravim. Ochel Veshos Sveinu Mavarach Aleh. They eat and drink and don't make brachas. Avalat Sadikim Mavarachim Al Kol Davar V'Davar Shochem Veshosin Sharon Shomim. Sadikim make brachas on everything. A rush is dead because he sees the sun rise and doesn't say Yotzer Maros. And it sets and he doesn't say Marav Aravim. He eats and drinks and doesn't say a thing. A tzaddik constantly sees newness, excitement in life, each and every day. There are new niflos Hashem that show a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Cheho Lamim, giving life to the world. Rishayim are called Mesim because they lack Chiyus. They see no newness in the world. They are not shaken and inspired by the world around them. Nothing in the world speaks to them and inspires them to the reality that there's something running the world that's greater than them. Just like a rock doesn't need a new reason to exist, so too the shining of the sun and all of its gifts doesn't excite them. It's a rock. It's an animal. What's the big deal? To these people, David HaMelech says, Lo HaMesim Yahalalu Ka. Not the literal dead people. Obviously, people who are dead don't praise Hashem. No. Lo HaMesim, people who are dead to the world, people who don't see Chiyas, life in the world, they don't praise Hashem. We say 100 brachas every single day. We say Birchas HaShachar to show that we are alive. We are kicking. We have what to see in this world, what to contribute, what to be inspired by. When David saw that there was a plague, and he sensed there was a problem of Rishayim Bechayim Keruyim Mesim, the Jewish people were dead inside. People saw the rising of the sun. They weren't reciting Yotzer Or. And he made sure that we should say 100 brachos and bless everything, so we should recognize Hashem as the giver of life and the one who runs creation. The brachos teach a person that creation is not stagnant. It is filled with the life of Chei HaOlamim, the God who gives life to this world. In every detail, Yotzer Or, Bar Bar Priya, Eitz Malbish Arumim, Mitzadi Gaver, there's nothing in this world that simply is. Rather, everything is Chesed of Hashem filling the universe. Tzadikim are called Chayim because they make brachos on everything. Everything speaks to them as a sign of Hashem behind the scenes. Whatever happens in the world is only another sign of the revelation of Kvod Hashem. And this eventually leads a person to a place where everything in this world is a Heichi Timtza, a vehicle to reveal Shem Hashem and praise it. The Sfas Emes writes in last week's Parsha that every person must understand that all of life is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel. That Hashem wants us to understand that we are just Ma. We're something. We're a nothing. We're a meh. We're a nothing. We're a whatever. And that by reciting 100 brachos, we will further drive home how we are nothing without Hashem. We're nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel. Ma. You're a what? You're a nothing. You're a nothing without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by reciting brachos, it brings us to that understanding. Now, hold on a second. Sorry about that. So, again, that is the general idea of reciting 100 brachos, and that is the idea of Birchas HaShachar. Now, I want to end with a beautiful piece from the Siach Yitzchak. This is the Siddur Ishei Yisrael. It is often referred to as the Siddur of the Gra. It's not really the Siddur of the Gra. It has a lot of minhagim, a lot of comments that are inspired by the Gra. It is a beautiful, beautiful Siddur with a beautiful commentary. If a person is interested in a higher level commentary on the Siddur, something that really, you know, really gives a lot of deeper understanding and insights to the Psukim, the Siddur Ishei Yisrael and the parish of the Siach Yitzchak of Rav Yitzchak Maltzen is fantastic. So I want to learn together a piece from it, and really, hopefully, this will inspire us in our Birchas HaShachar tomorrow morning. He begins with a piece from the Chavos HaLevavos in the Shar HaBechina. I'm not going to read the Chavos HaLevavos together. We'll get to his point in a moment, but he explains that the Chavos HaLevavos says that one of the reasons we don't feel Hakaras HaTov for what Hashem gives us is that we're used to and accustomed to the kindness and gifts that Hashem gives us each and every moment. We have no other reality than what we are used to. And this is similar to an infant who's abandoned and raised by a loving family. He's not aware of the difficult situation he was in and the kindness that was bestowed upon him. As opposed to somebody who was freed from jail, that person realizes, appreciates what was given to him. But if we are raised with a silver spoon in our mouth, and we are raised and brought up with having whatever we need, that we lack a karas hatov for the things that are given to us. That goes in all different walks of life, but certainly with our relationship with Hashem. We lack a karas hatov because we are accustomed to the gifts that Hashem gives us. So says Rav Yitzchak Maltzen in the Siach Yitzchak. And he continues that it's for this reason Chazal or Masak in Birchas HaShachar. Let's learn this piece together. He says as follows. He says, L'zos hiskilu chachmenu zal. He says, with this understanding, Chazal, Beruach Kadsham, in the Ruach HaKodesh, V'tiknu levarach b'shachar akol hana, that we should make a bracha in the morning on every pleasure. V'yadei zeh lo yidma ha'adam merov haragilus. A person will not become habituated, ki chol hanos hanim sos imo, tamed ki hen mechuyavos alav. That all of the hana, all of the things that he has in his life, that he is entitled to them. Rak yeda kein haya rak michas Hashem. Rather, you should know that everything comes from the kindness of Hashem. Al kein yasim zos alibo b'chol brachos. You must think in all of your birchas hashachar, kamo b'birchas hamachazir neshamos lefkarim esim, yasim alibo ki kama anashim shichval mitasam lo hosifu lakum b'boker. Every night there are people who don't wake up in the morning. That you thank Hashem how gifted we are and how fortunate we are that Hashem gave us the Torah. How fortunate we are that we can see. And how painful it must be for the person who is blind, who is unable to see. Hashem Yisbarach Mashpia Es Ha'or V'Nosein Koach Ariyah B'chol Reg V'Reg, that Hashem gives us the ability to have sight and to see it every moment. V'Kama B'nei Adam Asher Einehem Kahu U'Nifsidu, people whose eyesight gets weak or is lost, V'lo Yuchel Liros, and they cannot see. V'Kamo Kem V'Birchos Matir Asurim Zokeh Kefufim Hameichin V'Chulei Yisbonin Rov Chaste Hashem. Think about the kindness of Hashem. Shenasan LaAdam Koach Lindad Be'Evarab Kechol Asher Yachpots. That a person is able to move his limbs as you desire. Ulahasim Pa'amav El Kol Asher Ya Shama Haruach Lalachas. And that whenever you want, you're able to move in the direction of the spirit that you choose. Bekama Anashim Asher Befesa Pisom Evarehem Nishpesu Mepuloseam. Meaning they become paralyzed. People become paralyzed, Rahman al-Islam. Kamagadol tzaram, how painful it is for them. V'chein bebirchas mal b'sharumim. Yachshuv chaste Hashem. Lo levad asher zichu malbushe kavod b'tur adam hamala. Not just should we think about the fact that Hashem gave us clothing. Ragam al malbushav mechrechim lekasos ma'arumab. Not just the outer clothing, the fact that we can, you know, have nice clothing, a nice outfit, nice shoes, things like that, but that we can have the basics to cover our bodies, the basic undergarments we need in order to feel comfortable. V'yachshav ilu haya motel arum besada. Imagine if a person was found without clothing out in the field, uba echad v'albisho, and someone came and gave you something to cover you up with. Kama hayat sarach lachzik l'tova. How much thanks you would have for somebody who came and gave you clothing if a person did not have the proper attire. V'chein kasher yatzik kafal reglo ha'aretz, when a person puts their feet on the ground, yasim alibo, they should think in their hearts, hin emes ki hurgalnu ledroch al bimsei aretz kmo al choma b'tzura. Amnam ha'im choko sav kiuma haya mukhrach ba'atzma. Who says that the world, that we have to live in a place where we have firm place for us to walk? Why does Hashem have to make it that way? Hashem can make it that we live on very difficult land to walk. That's hard to put our feet down. Halo teva afar v'hachol laredes lamata min hamayim v'teva hamayim lispashet lisrachev. Right? We could live in a place where the water overtakes where we're living and it drags away all the dirt and all the solid place. V'rak Hashem yisparach v'chasu hu rokar etz alamayim. It is Hashem that keeps the water separated Baruch Hashem, hopefully, Bezos Hashem, not to go through another Hurricane Sandy, where things are flooded in such a terrible degree that we could get up in the morning and worry that our feet are going to land on a solid ground. And it is this that should carry us through all of our brachos. And that is the real goal at the end of the Birchas HaShachar, of these 18 or 19 brachos, as we said, to be part of the entire spectrum and the entire count of the 100 brachos we recite every single day, in order to bring us to God awareness in Yerush Shemayim, and at the same time, to be appreciative and to have Hakaras HaTov for all the things that we perhaps take for granted and don't realize are tremendous gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tremendous presence that Hashem doesn't have to give us any of these things, but Hashem, in His graciousness, has given them to us. And hopefully with this understanding, this background to Birchas HaShachar, we'll be more prepared to go forward in the next coming weeks to learn about the brachos individually and to gain a greater understanding of these.